through a copy of the Washington dossier. When suddenly Martinez on the intercom says, "Sir, someone's flagging us down off the port bow." I run to the picture window and I glance out, and there's some maggot on a day sailor waving a cushion. I thought, oh, God. So I checked to make sure my ascot was properly tied. I buttoned my blue blazer, and I went on board. As Martinez pulled aside, I said, "Yeah, buddy, what can I do for you?" He said, "This is a little silly, actually, but do you have a bathroom on board?" I said, "Yes, why, of course. The Witch of Greece has three separate private heads with shower, a sauna, and bidet." He said, "Well, I wonder, could my girlfriend come aboard? She hates to go in the water. She's afraid of sign, I don't know, but she loves like to go in the water." I said, "Of course, my good man, of course." And so I reached out a powerful, muscled hand, and I grabbed her and helped her on board. I said, "You stay there, huh?" I said, "Come in, darling." So she walked in, and she heard the shoop, shoop of my pneumatic doors. The electric eyes sensed her body and opened the door, and she walked into the salon, and shoop, the door closed behind us. She drank in the air conditioning. I could see her wiggling her toes in the plush carpet. I was smiling proudly with my tan cheeks and my sparkling whites. The scent of my aqua velva still coming off my face from my morning shave. She looked around at the teak wood, at the mahogany, at the china set, at the microwave, at the double-doored freezer that dispenses cold water and crushed ice. And then she looked out the window at that floating turd she was on. And she just shook her head. Well, she went into the bathroom. A couple minutes later, she come on out. I was just smiling. She said, "Thank you. I appreciate that." "It's okay, little darling," as I held her chin. "Anybody as beautiful as you's always welcome to use my boat anytime." And I hungrily plunged my mouth on hers. She responded eagerly, greedily, seeking out every crevasse of my bicuspids with her tongue. Until finally, her fingers were working hungrily at the strap of my Speedo. The next thing I knew, I was leaning against the bulkhead for support as she worked her magic. I had my hands folded behind my head, just leaning back and enjoying it. As hungrily, she devoured me. Oh, until finally, shudderingly, she was done. She smacked her lips. She said, "Maybe I'll see you out here some other time." I said, "I certainly hope so. Have a good day." Well, I walked her back out on deck and I helped her into the sailboat. Her boyfriend was saying, "Gee, honey, I was getting worried about you. What took you so long?" And he gave her a big kiss on the lips. And I thought to myself, oh. I said, "Y'all have a good day." I said, "Martinez, hit it." So I went below for a steam, and Martinez headed for our preordained meeting spot. You see, we power boaters, we get together in different spots and raft up and talk and go back from boat to boat. And, you know, we always find the spot very easily because we all have sat-nav. I mean, you know, when we're navigating, we don't use a protractor. You know, take a shot at the stars. What do you think I am, Christopher Columbus? You punch in where you want to go, and the satellite gives you the latitude and the longitude. That's hooked up to the autopilot, and the boat automatically goes there. So about 15 minutes later, I showed up at the meeting spot, and the other boats were already rafted up. I could see barbecue grills going. I walked out on the bow to wave to everybody. One of my buddies yelled, "Hey, Grace! You're 15 minutes late! The champagne's getting warm! Where were you?" I just chuckled and said, "Well, I kind of got blown off course.